Mark Zuckerberg, just made a $65 billion bet. In one earnings call, he announced capital spending that exceeds the entire GDP of Sri Lanka. The market's response, $200 billion in market value evaporated in a single trading session. 15% gone. But here's the part that should keep you up at night. 10,000 businesses are already using Meta's AI models, reporting productivity gains of 25%. So which is it? Visionary infrastructure play or the metaverse mistake on steroids? Welcome back to Human in the Loop. I'm Morgan Reeves. Today, we're going deep on Meta's AI infrastructure spending surge and why the market just delivered one of the harshest verdicts on AI investment we've seen yet. Because this isn't just about one company's stock price, this is about a fundamental question facing every knowledge-intensive business right now. When do you stop talking about AI transformation and start paying for it? And what happens when the bill comes due? Let's establish what normal looked like. In 2024, Meta spent somewhere between $38 and $40 billion on capital expenditures. That's data centers, servers, networking equipment, the physical backbone of a company that serves 3 billion people daily. Already enormous. Already raising eyebrows among Wall Street analysts who kept asking when the AI spending would plateau. Then came the Q4 earnings call. Susan Lee, Meta's CFO, dropped the new guidance, $64 to $70 billion for 2025. Not a modest uptick, a 65% increase. To put that in perspective, AWS, the company that basically invented cloud infrastructure as a business, spent roughly $20 billion on CapEx last year. Google Cloud came in around $15 billion. Meta is now outspending both combined and then doubling it. The market's reaction was immediate and brutal. Meta's stock dropped over 15% in a single session. $200 billion in market capitalization vanished. That's not a correction. That's investors screaming that something doesn't add up. But here's where it gets interesting. While the stock was cratering, Mark Zuckerberg was on that same earnings call talking about something called Llama, Meta's open-source large language model. And according to the company's own numbers, over 10,000 businesses are now using Llama in production. These aren't hobbyists. These are enterprises reporting an average 25% increase in productivity and a 30% reduction in operational costs. So we have two contradictory data points. The market is saying Meta is lighting money on fire, but thousands of businesses are apparently getting real value from the product that money is building. One of these perspectives has to be wrong. Let's steelman the bull case first, because it's more sophisticated than you might think. Meta is making a calculated bet that AI infrastructure will be to the 2030S what cloud infrastructure was to the 2010S. Remember, Amazon looked insane when it started renting out computing power. Why would a bookstore build data centers? But AWS became more profitable than the entire retail operation. Meta's argument is similar. Build the infrastructure now, own the platform later. By the end of 2025, Meta plans to have deployed the equivalent of 400,000 H100 GPUs. That's not just a lot of computing power. That's a moat. Because here's what they're not telling you. AI models get better with scale, but scale requires infrastructure that takes years to build. You can't just decide in 2027 that you want to compete with Meta and spin up hundreds of thousands of GPUs overnight. The lead times on data center construction, power procurement, chip fabrication, they're measured in years, not quarters. Zuckerberg said something revealing on the call. We're not just building AI infrastructure for our own use. We're creating a platform that will enable businesses and developers to build their own AI-powered applications. That's the AWS playbook. Build it for yourself, then monetize it by selling it to everyone else. And the early adoption numbers support this. 10,000 enterprises using Llama is not nothing. For context, it took Slack 2 years to reach that number. Meta got there in months with a product that's ostensibly just a research project. The productivity gains, 25% on average, are also remarkable. If even half of that holds up under scrutiny, we're talking about a tool that genuinely changes how knowledge work gets done. There's a historical precedent that the bulls like to cite. Google's search infrastructure investment in the early 2000s. Wall Street hammered Google for building out massive data centers when the monetization path wasn't clear. Those same data centers became the foundation for a trillion-dollar company. Now let's examine the bear case, because it's equally compelling and possibly more grounded in financial reality. Meta is asking investors to trust that $65 billion in annual spending will eventually generate returns beyond the existing advertising business. But the company hasn't articulated how. At all, during the earnings call, analysts pressed on this point repeatedly. The answers were vague. Building for the future, creating optionality, maintaining competitive position. These are not revenue models. These are hopes. Mark Mahaney from Evercore ISI put it bluntly. Meta's CapEx spending is a bet on the future of AI, but it's unclear whether the company will be able to generate the returns necessary to justify this investment. And he's right to be skeptical. Meta's core business is advertising. Advertising generated 98% of Meta's revenue last year. Where's the evidence that AI infrastructure spending translates into more effective ads? Or that Meta can successfully build a second business line at this scale? Here's the uncomfortable truth. We've seen this movie before. In 2021, Meta announced it was investing $10 billion into the metaverse. Reality Labs, the division responsible, has burned through $40 billion since then. Revenue from Reality Labs last quarter? Just over $1 billion. That's a 40-to-1 cash burn ratio. And Zuckerberg is now asking investors to trust him on an investment 6 times larger. The margin story is also deeply concerning. Meta's operating margin has been declining as AI spending ramps up. If this continues, Meta could find itself in the uncomfortable position of being a massive infrastructure company with the margins of a utility, but the volatility of a tech stock. That's not a combination investors traditionally reward. Andrew Schwartz from Goldman Sachs noted, Meta's CapEx spending is unprecedented, and it's unclear how the company plans to generate returns on this investment. Unprecedented is the keyword. There is no playbook for this level of speculative infrastructure spending without a corresponding revenue pipeline. And let's talk about the open source strategy for a moment. Meta is giving Llama away. Yes, there's strategic logic. Make it the industry standard, then monetize the ecosystem. But when has that actually worked at this scale? Linux is free and ubiquitous, and Red Hat sold for $34 billion. That's a success story. It's also 1/50th the size of Meta's AI bet. The math has to math. The historical comparison the bears point to is actually more recent. Cisco during the telecom bubble. Cisco spent billions building out networking infrastructure, convinced that internet traffic would justify unlimited capacity. It didn't. Cisco's stock dropped 86%. The infrastructure was real, the demand forecasts were fantasy. So what does this mean for you? If you're a knowledge worker, pay attention to that 10,000 enterprise number. Because those companies aren't adopting Llama for fun, they're seeing real productivity gains, which means they're finding ways to do the same work with fewer people or more work with the same people. Either way, the leverage shifts. If your job involves information synthesis, pattern recognition, or communication at scale, someone in your organization is already evaluating whether AI can do it faster. The smart play right now is to become the person who understands how to deploy these tools, not the person being replaced by them. That means actually using models like Llama, Claude, or ChatGPT in your daily work, not reading about them, using them. The gap between people who talk about AI and people who ship with AI is widening every week. If you're a manager or founder, Meta's spending spree creates both opportunity and urgency. The opportunity, enterprise-grade AI infrastructure, is becoming genuinely accessible. Llama is free. The context windows are massive. The deployment options are flexible. You can build AI-native workflows today that would have cost millions 2 years ago. The urgency. Your competitors are doing exactly this. Those 10,000 businesses using Llama aren't just experimenting. They're rebuilding core processes, customer service, content generation, data analysis, code review. These workflows are being re-architected around AI right now. If you're still in the wait-and-see phase, you're not being prudent. You're falling behind. Here's the tactical takeaway. Identify the three most information-intensive processes in your business: customer support, sales enablement, internal documentation. Whatever they are, spend the next 2 weeks testing whether AI can assist or automate them. Not replace your team. Augment them. Because the companies that figure out the augmentation layer first will be the ones that survive the full automation wave when it arrives. And it's arriving faster than Meta's stock price suggests. Because here's the answer to the question from the cold open. Both perspectives are partially right. Meta might be overspending relative to near-term returns. The market's verdict on that is probably fair. But the technology underlying that spending is real, and it's already changing how work gets done. The irony is that Meta could fail as an investment and still succeed in accelerating AI adoption. The infrastructure they're building, the models they're open sourcing, the talent they're training, all of that outlives any individual company's stock performance, which means the transformation happens either way. That's Human in the Loop for today. I'm Morgan Reeves. Stay curious, stay adaptable.